Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gabor.io. Today we have Jesse. Jesse is the CTO and co-founder at HERE. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So prior to HERE, can you give us a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing at Swerve or Instagram?
Sure, yeah. So I'm pretty old by tech startup standards, I guess. I've been around the New York, in particular, startup scene for about 20 years, working mostly in mobile. I led the mobile engineering team at Guilt Group, built a prior startup called Dasher that was acquired by ZX Ventures. And then I guess the last few years I've spent, working at Instagram, helping start up their shopping product, and Facebook, working on Facebook Live, and I left the social giant about a year and a half ago to get back into the startup world. Spent some time helping a friend running engineering for an augmented reality company. So pretty interesting technical challenges there, and so that's
interesting. Interesting. So what pushed you? What was the initial plan or what was the thing for starting out with HERE, and especially in the middle of pandemic?
Yeah. Well, so I was not sure what I wanted to do next, honestly. And I interviewed at a few jobs, over the phone, over Zoom, and I, this was like right around lockdown where travel wasn't possible, and everybody was sort of trying to get an early sense on what remote work was. Like a few people were very familiar with it, but the whole world was suddenly plunged into it. And the thing that I realized when I was interviewing was that the thing that matters to me the most about work is the people that you work with. And the remote work environment, such as it was then, felt a lot like the work became very transactional when you're working with people remotely. You're having these very like point-based meetings where you get together for a half hour and talk about status, or you do the sprint planning or something like that, but you don't really get to know somebody on a more personal level in the same way that you can when you're sitting in the office next to somebody. So my partner Seth and I we've been talking about building some stuff together for a long time, and we became really obsessed with the idea of what it would take to create the sensation of somebody really actually being present in a room with you, and creating the sort of like level of like closeness and expression that it would take to have two people like truly collaborating in a fluid way rather than like me presenting something to you. And so that was the genesis of HERE.
Got it. Interesting. So as a startup founder, you're supposed to wear multiple hats, from the CTO to the sales to the product market fit to the early customer mm-hmm. discovery, then building a startup out of New York, in the middle of the pandemic with the spaces being clustered and stuff. How have you been able to navigate through all of that?
I think you have to be really ruthless about prioritization. When you're building something, you really have to think about how badly you need it. I find myself erring on the side of action. So, even if something needs to be done, you just do it, even if you're bad at it. And then you find out what the big gaps are, and you work, you find creative ways to fill them. I'm lucky that I'm complementary with my partner. We're each of us, for the most part, are good at the thing that the other one is not so good at.
Yeah. Got it. Makes sense. So, you know, since mental health, you know, what three productivity hacks? Because founders or co-founders, they're supposed to be workaholics, you know, and eventually for me, I look after sales at the company. So I'll just, for me, it used to be like, you know, I used to be out and about. Whenever I used to get back to my hotel room or Airbnb or home, that is when I used to get to realize, okay, I'm home now, I need to shut down and relax. But now it's work from home. So it's, I'm unable to shut down, and I started feeling the burn around July, and I started feeling the burn being reflected to the teams in July. So then I started making some tweaks in my schedule, work habits, and things like that. They're not 100% there, but at least they're 50%. So did you feel those burnouts, and how were you able to kind of like cope up with it and stuff?
Yeah, that's a, man, that's, could talk for hours about that. I don't know how much time we got.
Just talk about it. We'll extend it.
It's
in our hands. Just talk about it.
No, really. It's a real problem. And I think, you know, the way that I've been coping with it this time, and I have two children at home too. So it's very, it's kind of hard to focus on anything for more than 10 minutes, while they're doing homeschool and, you know, all taking care of them and all of that as well. So I tend to wake up very early, as early as I can. I always, you know, start off with like meditating for a while, you know, it doesn't have to be long, you know, 15 minutes, fine. And like, just, you know, it's sort of like a grounding exercise, just realizing, you know, that like the I guess like gratitude, you know, being grateful for all of the opportunity that you have. And it really like starting the day where you put your situation and your life in perspective really helps you from getting obsessed with the detail to the point that it really you know, makes your hair fall out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is to an extent. Yeah, I get you. I hear you where you're coming from. So I believe you went through YC, right?
Yes, in the summer.
You were the first cohort that went online?
Yeah, we were the first fully remote. It was actually, you know, because I didn't want to travel to California for 3 months, you know, given I have family here and all of that. So it was the first opportunity that I've ever had to be a YC company.
Yeah. And how's the experience of going through an accelerator more? Do you think you've created those meaningful things or relationships that YC is so much famous for?
You know what? Like, I don't have an alternative to compare it to, because it was my only YC experience. But I actually did get to know some really great people during the batch, and we stay in touch. We're probably friends forever, and we had a group of I think about, like, you know, it's like subdivided and then subdivided again. YC is a very big organization now, so you know, we had probably, you know, 16 to 20 people who are like in one sort of like sub cohort, and we would get together every other week, you know, or every week or two during the YC batch, and you know, talk very openly about problems. You know, it's not a place where you have to pretend like everything is going great all the time. You can be pretty upfront about that, and that's a really valuable group of people to have around, you know. And after YC ended, we actually decided to keep the meetings going. So we still get together and, yeah, you know, cry on each other's shoulders.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
That's really important. Jesse, thank you so much for being on the podcast. We'll have to cut it at 12 minutes, but let's stick around after the podcast and have a few discussion. But thank you so much for being on the
show. Yeah, sure. Thank you for having me. It's fun.